Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Welcome to Fat Mascara.
We are energized. I'm Jen.
I'm Jess. What's going on this week?
We have some fun topics. First of all, me and Madonna hung out. And by Madonna, I mean Madonna's skincare line. So I'm going to tell you about the facial I got from her new line. Then, have you heard this before? Jess, you look a little tired. What does that mean when people say that to you? I think we need to discuss. Mm-hmm. Lastly, color adjusting makeup. These things have been around forever. What are they adjusting to? What do they do? We're going to get into it.
Then we have a big interview with Kristen Petrovich from Shawl. She's got her crystals. She's got her skincare. And we're here to get centered and learn about how to just, you know, get real chill. Strike a pose. Jen, last week we missed a very special birthday.
Whose birthday?
Madge.
Madonna. How old is she?
Lady is 59. Next year, it's going to be a big blowout.
Really?
But I'm looking at a photo of
her
right
now. She could be on the cover of Allure with an anti-aging message.
Mm-hmm. But she is not going out without a fight. She has a new skincare line called MDNA Skin. Now, that's been around in Japan for 3 years.
Yes.
But now it's coming to the U.S. She told Women's Wear Daily, it's a line I can use every day. She's developed it specifically for me. She says that her children can use it. Her friends can use it. It must not be that aggressive if her children can use it, because I picture something very intense. She's so severe. I like Madonna, but she's very severe.
Well, I'm well-versed in this line. I've tried every product in it. I even got the damn facial in the doctor's office because I'm writing about it for October Marie Claire.
Was it painful?
No. So
I feel like she's into pain.
Well, she goes to Dr. Paul Jared Frank, our previous guest, cannot remember the episode, but she gets work done from him, and they're open about it, and he was working with her to bring it to the States. But so the basis of it is this Italian clay, rich in minerals, blah, 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 seen it before. It's lovely, but it has, like, lovely anti-aging benefits. But the coolest thing for me was the tool. Did you see pictures of the tool?
I saw pictures of the tool.
So there's a skin rejuvenator, and it's – you put on the best part was the face mask. It was one of those magnetic face masks where you put it on, and then you hover the tool over, and it sort of sucks off the face mask because it's magnetic. Question. They call it the chrome mask. Yes, Jessica, question.
Question. Do you need – like, is this treatment that you got – this isn't for the average person. Like, if you – buy this line, do you get the tool?
Yes. So the Skin Rejuvenator set, which I think will set you back like $600, has the tool, the mask, and the serum. And then in the facial, they basically use just the professional version of that. So truly, you're getting the facial if you buy this thing. So you put on the mask, the chrome mask, I think it's called. Then you hover the thing over and it sucks it off with the, you know, with the magnetic. And it leaves behind this like growth factor hyaluronic acid serum. And then you flip the little tool over from the magnet side to the induction side. So I'm doing – she did it for me. Then I did it home alone. I'm like, this thing is just vibrating. But I was like a good reporter. Let me find out what's going on. They added the vibration. So MTG, the company that makes it in Japan – they're really like a tech company, not a skincare company. They added the vibration just to let dumb people like me know that it's working, because the induction, you don't feel. It's an electric current. So you know those microcurrent facials you get? It works like that. The little tool knows how much moisture is in your skin, and it adjusts from negative to positive charge back and forth very quickly, like so many times a second, to sort of push whatever ingredients are left on your skin deep inside your skin.
God, nothing's ever simple with this woman. That's
no,
what
of
I
course
mean.
It's going to be super high tech. It's Madonna. And then, you know, there's like this lovely rose water spray, and Edita, the facialist who gave me the facial, she's at Dr. Paul Frank's office. She was saying Madonna was very particular about the rose scent. And it's a lovely rose. I know how you feel about a facial mist, but it is quite lovely. But really, the hero product, if you will, is that Rejuvenator set.
All right.
Would you think you would try it?
Well, you know, I might try it, but, you know, $600 is quite a bit of money. This whole thing comes out on Barneys.com on September 26th. I don't know. Guys, let us know if you guys would try it. This seems like a lot of effort. I mean, it's just, this is what I mean. She's very high maintenance.
Yeah.
This is the thing about Madonna. I feel shamed by Madonna.
I know, but if she came out with, like, green leaf cream, I'd be like, no, Madonna wasn't involved. This feels like she was into it, you know?
You're right.
I'm just getting images of like one of her, I can't remember which music video, where she's like very robotic with the black hair that's like the very...
Human Nature.
Is that, that's not Bjork? That's a Madonna thing? You would know. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
How dare I question your music knowledge?
There's two, Bjork has Human Nature too, but then she had Human Nature.
Yes.
Like, did I all say silvery something and wrong?
That's what you're getting with MDMA.
Yeah, it's very intense.
All right, check it out, guys.
Cool.
Please take my advice. Open up the tired eye.
Jen,
let's talk.
So, you know what my pet peeve is?
I know a lot of them, actually.
I have pet peeve number 471 this month.
These people. What's going on?
When you're minding your biz, and then someone says to you, like, yo, you look tired.
Oh.
And you thought you looked okay.
Nobody really wants to hear that.
Or worse, like, are you okay? Or are you sick?
Ugh. Okay, so how do you feel when people say that to you? Because I'm curious.
I'm just like, I'm really shocked. I'm like, I think like, I'm not even like furious right away. I'm just kind of shocked because I just don't think that that's something you can say to someone. But it's not like, oh, like, F you, you effing loser. It's not like so crazy.
It's like a little backhanded.
It's just a wild thing to say to someone.
The thing is, so my mom says that to me every now and then, but my mom is the most uplifting, like, optimistic person and always makes me feel good about myself. So I know when my mom says, like, you look off or you look tired, like, she can always tell when I have, like, a sinus infection or a cold or something just by looking at me because she knows what I look like. But if someone other than my mom says it, I want to be like, what are you trying to tell me? Like, do I look like shit? Do I need concealer? I feel like it's that way of saying, you don't look great today. I can't tell you you look not great today. But then someone else at work was like, but doesn't it mean they care? Maybe it comes from a place of caring. Like, I'm worried about you. You look tired.
Tell this person that they shouldn't live in New York City. they're not going to survive. No, I just think that, like, maybe I'm being oversensitive, but commenting – and guys, tell me if I am. I think maybe I'm being a little prickly here. But
Unsolicited comments.
It's unsolicited. And there's something about like, it's sort of your personal space. It's a personal aura that when someone says you look tired or you look sick, it's almost like they've punctured it. That's what I picture. I picture my personal aura being punctured.
And does it deflate?
I feel unprotected. I feel unprotected.
Like they've seen through me.
Yeah. Or like, yeah, it just feels like no longer, like, I don't know. I just don't like it.
Well, you know what? If someone says it to me, I'm going to be like, well, you look ugly today. That's going to be my response.
I don't know. Yeah. I mean, I'll try it. I'll see how it goes.
What do you guys think? Is this a backhanded way of insulting someone or does it come from a place of care?
Yeah.
And when you say it to people, if you do, why are you saying it to them? I want to hear what people think. Yeah. So
I just wouldn't. I wouldn't say, especially I wouldn't say it to a woman.
Yeah. Tweet us at Fat Mascara. Instagram, DM us. You know the drill. But I see your true colors shining through. I see your true colors. So Jess, there's this product category that will not die that I just have never been able really to get on board with. It's what they call color changing makeup or mood makeup, sometimes they're calling it now, or like adjust to your skin tone makeup. And I'm mostly talking about the red and pink, like mm-hmm. cheek and lip products. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I mean, over the years, people have gotten on board with like the Dior Addict Lip Glow.
Mm-hmm. There was a Smashbox one.
I think it was called O-Glow. It might have been a blush. That one.
Yes.
Lipstick Queen does one that like looks green, but it changes to a reddish pink.
Frog Prince.
Yes, thank you.
They also have one called Morning Sunshine Lipstick.
From Lipstick Queen?
Yeah, it's yellow. I actually didn't know. I thought it was a lip balm.
Yeah.
And then I was just like, oh, cool. Like just a lip balm that looks like a lipstick. And I put it on and then my lips went like bright, crazy pink.
Did it happen right away?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty. I mean, I don't know. It wasn't like instant, but I looked in the mirror and I looked like a doll.
I have always called BS on this because and I've had multiple beauty editors and experts be like, it's adjusting to your personal skin tone. And I'm like, does it have like eyes and can it see that I'm an olive toned skin and then it lets out just the right amount of pink to no people. That's not how it works. I think like I call BS on the whole thing.
Beauty BS.
I call beauty BS. Yes, it does adjust color. So like you said, it'll get pinker.
Yeah, it goes pretty pink on me too.
So I looked into it a little, and a sister podcast, not a sister podcast, but a podcast of the same vein, Beauty Brains, which I love.
I guess I'm more of a brother podcast.
Or a brother podcast. But Perry Romanowski, who I've interviewed multiple times, a cosmetic chemist, he pointed out there was a bunch of different types of, you know, color adjusting. But the one that we're talking about, that's basically it goes red or pink, right?
Mm-hmm.
And let's be honest, it goes freaking bright, hot fuchsia pink on everyone, doesn't it?
Like, yeah.
I don't know. Apparently that's what the little gnomes inside the makeup think looks good on everyone's skin tone.
They're like, get redder.
Okay, so on one of their podcasts that they went into it, and I've talked to him about it before, but I think it was their episode 51. There's an ingredient. It's a colorant called Red 27. And basically it will, based on moisture levels, it starts to break down into the pigment that you see, which is basically a pinky red color. And there's different pH depending on how wet your skin is or how moisturized, and that like breaks down so much of the colorant that you'll get a brighter pink because
of it. So it has nothing to do with like your like happiness level, your, like how joyous you are at that moment.
There's no mood. There's no skin tone adjusting. There's no magic. There is one colorant that literally you would dip it in a glass of water and it turned bright pink. And if you dipped it in something less watery, it would turn sort of bright pink.
Oh, wow.
So, I mean, you mix it with other waxes and things in the lip product, so you might get, you know, a nuanced color of this fuchsia-y red. For example, the Lipstick Queen is already in a yellow base, kind of, so it mm-hmm. might go more corally or whatever. But I feel like people just need to know it's not magic, right?
You know what's magic?
What's magic?
This candle.
Oh, it totally is. It smells like a beach house, but a good one.
Yeah.
What are we burning this
We're
episode?
Burning right now. You, I think I forgot what podcast we talked about this on, but I don't really like aquatic smells. They always remind me of like a bathroom freshener.
It was with Marcia Kilgore.
Yes.
And she said it's because those little stones in the bathroom. Yeah.
Yes. But this is just got a shout out. We're burning our Nest ocean spray, ocean mist and sea salt.
But this is not an aquatic smell.
No, it's like salty. It's
right.
More salty.
That must be why you like it.
Yeah.
It's very refreshing.
It's very refreshing.
It's putting a glow in my cheeks. Or is that the pH adjusting makeup? I don't know. You tell me.
We smoothly did that.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
I don't think our next guest could have come at a better week.
It's so damn true.
I don't know if you're speaking for me, Jen, or yourself or what, but Kristen Petrovich of Shawl Skincare is all about, I think, you know, her skincare line uses integrative
East meets West,
lots of gemstones, all kinds of goodness, but when I met her, she was very grounding. I felt calm when I walked into the room with her. And I'm hoping she can bring a little bit of that energy today, because I just have to say this week has been wacko.
Welcome, welcome, Kristen.
I hope that was a decent intro. Hope she's not going to...
It's about us, not you, yeah. Kristen.
I always think August is a crazy month.
Really?
August and February, absolutely.
Why?
There's always a lot going on.
August and February.
Okay.
Yeah, those are two. So always what's happening?
I'm literally
it's a
like
good time to go on vacation.
I'm grasping my crystal. We're each holding crystals.
Yeah, and
right
there's lots of show and tell in front of us, which I think we're going to get into. But first, let's meet Kristen.
Wait. I want to go back to August and Feb really quick. Why? Okay.
I mean, I don't know. I've just read that, and you can kind of feel it. It just they're months, it seems like they're these in-between months. So it's not very purposeful,
right.
And you kind of get lost in the energy. And I think there's, you know, there seems to be a lot of astrological things going on.
And they're six months apart.
So it's just, I just figured it's a good time. I'm actually going on vacation this Friday till
take
the end of the month.
You.
I gave up. Yeah, I decided to just write August off.
Okay, well, let's talk about the gemstones and the skincare first. Let's start very light. Right now, this feels very on trend, but this has been the foundation of your line for as long as I've been an editor, and I know that certainly gemstones go way before my time. But how can we just talk about crystals in general? They're everywhere right now. How long have they been used therapeutically, and where did you learn about them?
Okay, well, I believe they've been used 4,000 to 5,000 years, starting with Eastern medicine.
So longer than I've been a beauty editor.
Oh, definitely.
Okay.
Yeah,
right,
I was born
that.
Just right after. more my time.
Your skincare works well, then. Yeah, you look good.
So, yeah, they were used in Eastern medicines, both medicinal as well as in beauty, whether it was Ayurvedic, Chinese, Tibetan, and when we were doing the line, since it is an East meets West integrative kind of philosophy we have, we were looking towards sort of like a healing attribute, and it started more with precious minerals, and then it led to the gemstones as well, and how they interact with different kinds of herbs and things like that, which is, again, thousands of years old. And now Western medicine has decided that they are now interested in them because they have an energy to them. They can be used in many, many different ways, from medicinal to obviously beauty.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a fascinating story, and sort of the tie-in really is energy, which we all have and we relate to, and that's why that's no, it's they're very natural. I mean, it's we're drawn to them because we have a likeness with them. You know, they have silica in them. We have silica in us. We're made up of water, tissues, minerals, so we actually are akin to them. They happen to have a higher vibrational frequency than
okay.
we do.
I have to pause you on this because this is, I always, whenever I talk to people about crystals, because it comes up a lot at cocktail parties recently, I'm always like, A, what do you mean vibrations and energy? And B, it's an inanimate object. So how could it interact with me? It feels like it's a rock. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So what do you say to people like me who don't get it?
Well, in terms of vibration,
not in a confrontational way, just like curious.
In terms of vibration,
yeah. What do you mean by that?
They have, as do we.
But this spinning, is not moving this thing in my hand.
No, but it does have a vibrational energy to it. Platinum,
okay,
and gold, which are used in beauty products now. They are also being used as delivery systems for cancer medications because they do, again, vibrate at a higher frequency. So what's happening is it's having an electronic exchange with the body. And so just like we resonate with the planet, with Earth, we physically resonate with the Earth, okay? We have an electronic exchange with the Earth. We can have an electronic exchange with stone.
With a stone, which is a piece of the Earth, right?
Yes. Remember, our bones are basically crystalline structures.
Same way, made up of minerals, comprising like
yeah, and all around even around your cell is like a fluid that has like silica in it.
Minerals
so
and all
yes,
of that.
Exactly.
So is this just like an extension of how people are crazy about and have been like? Crazy about going into nature, crazy about the beach and water or the forest, like, or crystals
100%,
are just another
100%,
element of that, but
100%.
This seems a little wavy gravier.
Yeah, well, and the beach.
No disrespect
the,
by
the
that
beach.
Term,
no, of course not.
But
the,
some people think it's, like, super niche or, you know, like, magical, but people don't feel that way about, like, being like, oh, I really connect with the ocean, I love to surf, I love to hike. This may be just another interpretation of that.
And it is, because it's from the Earth, because there's a lot of negative ions when you go to the beach, and you are getting cleared out or cleaned out. It's not just all in your head or hocus pocus. Same with grounding. I mean, what do they call it now? Ground?
Earthing.
Earth. Yeah.
Jess
yeah.
and I like to
I mean,
earth.
Yeah, I mean, right? Didn't we, like, grow up?
No.
Like, barefoot?
Yeah. You just
like,
take your shoes off and go outside.
Suddenly, like, I mean, I'm just waiting for somebody to start charging for that.
I'm sure there's some place where they do,
But, again, that's actually has healing for us. So being in nature is grounding.
Yeah.
When you're not connected with the earth, you know, they have done studies. I believe it's a Shulman resonance. You actually start having physical ailments and problems. So it's a way.
Yeah, like the astronauts, if you go up there for a year, that guy comes. I remember they did studies on him when he came back. It's like, it's crazy. Your body's all out of whack, not just because you don't have gravity, but because you don't have the ions from water and being around minerals and stuff.
I didn't know that.
So, yeah, so you have a natural connection with them, and I think they're kind of easy and interesting. And
Are we holding right now?
You're holding a hematite.
A hematite.
So that has about 70% iron, and it also has oxygen. And what I think are fabulous about those stones is they're grounding, but they're also energizing.
That's exactly what we need.
I actually wanted to put it down. I wanted to go get a bigger stone soon. But before I start talking about the stones that I'm grabbing onto, and I'm grabbing
those are all grounding
a big
stones,
guy now.
Right?
I'm grabbing a really big guy.
The darker, the ground.
I'm grabbing something that looks like it came off of like Mount Washington, but it looks really
That's a black gorgeous. Tourmaline.
What
black tourmaline?
Black tourmaline.
Yeah.
Let's talk about shawl for a second.
Okay.
Spelled
S J A L.
Just so people who are listening understand.
With the little umlaut
over the over A. Yes.
What was the when did you create shawl and what was the
a long time ago, 4,000 years ago.
She's so grounded.
2001, believe it or not.
2001, okay.
And so we started, we wanted something really, my mother and I, and we're still working together.
That's the stones awesome. Work.
Yeah. Exactly. This was her, believe it or not, the stones were more her thing. We wanted to do East and West, something integrative, so that you had the healing aspect as well as the biotech. Our biotech is European and Japanese-based, but mostly European-based. So very clean biotech, but with all the healing aspects and just something nutritionally complete, well-rounded, well-edited, simplified for today's modern consumer. That was the mission and the goal. And then energy started playing into this. We started looking into precious minerals, gold, platinum, silver. Mm-hmm. And those all have different elements to them. Silver is cooling, anti-inflammatory. It's absolutely, I think it's amazing.
Antimicrobial too.
Yes, exactly. I think it's fantastic for the skin. Gold is warming. It's regenerative. It's also good for your DNA. Platinum is tissue and cell regeneration as well. And so it was sort of like combining, using the precious minerals and combining them with, and this was before they started combining them with peptides. We thought it would be an interesting idea to have the two together. They are complementary. I mean, it's trace minerals, if you will. Right.
So back in 2001, you were putting gold and silver and platinum in face creams before everybody
and
else was.
We were putting gemstone elixirs also for energy.
Tell us about the gemstone elixirs.
And it's like, okay, so when we started making gemstone elixirs, you can do them through water or oil. We were using oils because they don't contaminate, and we use oils in our products. So we would take a stone that we would, its property we would be interested in, for example, sapphires, mm-hmm. And submerge them. We use larger ones than these. We'd submerge them into the oil and basically let them sit there and let them marinate, if you will. And so that they would, the oils would take on the energy ultimately of the stone. And since then, obviously, we now use ground powders in the products as well as elixirs. And we also now have a programmed elixir, which we'll talk about.
Wait, so the same way like someone might get an extract of rose and like put a rose in an oil to infuse rose property into oils, you're doing it but with gemstones. Or you were beginning.
Yes, and we still do it, and but now we will use the help of a subatomic generator to do it, but yes.
Oh, okay.
So there's ways you can, but for everybody, anybody can do this. And I'm going to just say it started this simply. When we first started, you could not buy ground gemstone powders to put into cosmetics. They just did not exist.
Wait, so, but do they exist now? Are you guys
they do.
That now?
They certainly
so
do.
So you're this method, you're not doing it anymore? The submerging?
In the oil, what I do is we do it two ways. We will still use physical stones in the base oil, and then I will have a gemstone frequency programmed in through a physicist.
Where is this happening? Sorry.
In Oregon.
In Oregon.
I was like, where? I can't even imagine like the factory or like the charming little hut that this is happening.
So
like,
it's so a scientist.
Like, wild.
He's a Russian scientist. He's a physicist. And he basically separates out a subtle body energy from an electromagnetic frequency. And he captures a blueprint.
Okay.
Okay, so you know what's like cell memory is or blueprint, right?
Okay.
He will capture a blueprint, because everything has a blueprint, of the most pure form, whether it's a stone or a plant or whatever. You know, he has many different, he has, I think, a library of 4,000 different
Types. Vibrations of energy.
Yes, of vibrations. Okay. And then he will take that energy pattern and program it into, I like to program them into liquids. I think that's where, and they're strong, believe it or not.
What if you like forgot to do it for a batch and you sent out a shawl batch of creams that hadn't been programmed? Do you think that it would work differently? Would people notice a
difference?
Like a placebo? Yeah.
I think it's subtle. I mean, remember, when you're working with stones, it's not really supposed to bowl you over. It can, if that's the kind of experience you're looking for, but I think it's about a subtlety. I think it's and it, should that happen, I would have a different way to get the energy in there. But
got it.
But I think it's also about a delivery system, making the skin happy. And here's the other thing: if you put too much energy into something, your skin will freak out.
Did you do that accidentally?
I've tried other things that have, where the energy wasn't balanced, and my skin, one day I'm looking 12, the next day I'm looking 80. It's almost like too much energy.
Okay.
But it's an energy, just imagine an ingredient. If you use too much of one ingredient, or if you only eat, if you want to be super healthy and you decide you're only going to eat one kind of vegetable, I mean, it doesn't really work like that. It is truly a balance. So going back to the concept of frequency or energy, when I first started this, I was working with a gentleman who had he was using subparticles of gold, and then he was programming also the frequency of gold into the liquid, okay, that that we would use in the products. And he's like, well, there we have a frequency as well as physical matter. And I'm thinking, what is that? I'm like, yeah, well, why would you do that? And he was the gentleman that pointed out to me, and you can find this on the internet, that the universe is 98% frequency, 2% matter. Why would you not put in an energy or a frequency into something? And I thought, that's, for me, the light bulb.
So if gold is good for me topically, and I know all the good things it does, why wouldn't I just program with my gold vibrations as well? So you're getting like a double dose of goodness.
So I have some stones that just like I've amassed, like ones that I like. There's a really cute store in Christopher Street called Stick Stone and Bone that like sometimes I come and I just pick up little things that I'm just like attracted to. I just pick up things I'm attracted to, not just like, oh, I need this for X or Y. But I put them in my office. I have a couple in my home. What are different places, like what are different, I'm going to give you a couple different scenarios. What should someone put in their home? Okay, so if you're looking for love, we know rose quartz.
Right.
What if we want to like better our health? What can we put in our homes?
I think some good health stones would be a green moss agate. And I'll show you a picture of that. That's a good health stone. It works on your lymphatic system. Same with the blue sodalite. Bloodstone's a good stone.
Bloodstone.
Ooh, that's pretty.
And you can always use clear quartz also to amplify the energy. This is a garnet.
If I take my bloodstone and a clear quartz, it'll like double amplify. Bloodstone.
Yes.
But bloodstone we know is good. What was the other two you said? You
had a sodalite. That works with your lymphatic system. Green moss agate as well.
Okay.
Jade, as we know, is good for blood circulation. Nice. So
what about like financial success? What if maybe you have like an office, or if like you just want to promote the good flow of
prosperity.
Money.
Yes.
Yeah. I think pyrite's a good one. It's sort of
pyrite.
Like a goldy looking kind of pyrite's great. Citrine's a success stone as well over there. The blue lapis, this is sort of like a leadership stone, communication, because that's a part of success as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's what you do, right? So we have to...
We try to communicate.
You guys communicate fantastically.
Blue lapis.
You know, this was a stone that the kings had used and all these types of things. So those are some good success stones. Carnelian is creativity.
That's wonderful.
Oh, yeah.
Let's do one more situation. What's another good situation?
Okay, I got a lot of work to do, but I'm feeling lazy AF. And so it's Sunday and you're like, oh, I got to get fired up to do some work and I need energy, but not just the vibrational energy. I need like actual energy.
I think then I would do the hematite and the carnelian.
Hematite and carnelian.
Or you could do either or. This is your creativity, but it's also energizing.
Mm-hmm.
Smoky quartz is energizing.
So you wouldn't want to do this before bed?
No.
Right.
And then hematite is obviously, we talked about that, energizing.
Yeah.
And another thing that I want to throw in that you guys didn't ask about, but it's a popular one, and I think everybody could use it, is the grounding. I don't think we have enough grounding. And so what that means, okay, so
we're coming full circle.
I'm literally sitting on this thing.
That is grounding. That's a black tourmaline.
You pulling a Gwyneth over there?
I just yanked this out.
No, God. Okay. Somebody clean her stone, please.
You're gonna want to clean this bad boy.
This is smoky quartz.
That's also grounding smoky quartz.
Smoky quartz, obsidian, jet, black
tourmaline. They're all dark, the grounding ones.
Yes.
Is that purposeful? Yes.
So they are protective. They are grounding. And a trick you can do at work is sometimes I will keep a pair of hematite at my desk. And I feel like, remember how I was saying about multitasking? If I feel like I'm just one of those days or the weather's changing or if I'm getting a headache, I think they're great for around the temples, around the eye area, just to do the shiatsu, you know, gently press, not pull, just pressing around the eye area. But you can take the same stones and put them, or I've used black tourmaline, in the soles of your shoes, just small ones. And you can literally feel the energy pulling you into the ground, because if you're all in your head, where it's just, you know, chaos and you're not focused, I find that very hard to work
Maybe
or concentrate.
Maybe some deep breaths at the same time,
yes,
too.
Yes, absolutely. They're meditative. I mean, that's the other thing you can do in a bath. I mean, stones are fantastic to meditate with.
Just to make you focus on the moment and the here and now.
Focus on that stone. It has to be
like
grounded.
Instead of like a mantra, it's like your mantra just holding
it. Yeah, your
it.
Mantra can be
the stone.
Or should be, in a way, the stone. So you can ask yourself to be more grounded. I've even had something happen where I was not grounded, and I used the stones. I just put them in, because I'm sitting at my desk, so it's so easy. I put them in my shoes, and I literally felt the energy bring my energy back down into the ground, which was good, because you don't want to be all in your head, and I felt my heart chakra then opening, which was interesting.
That's good. I think I'd want that.
I think that's great.
So before we let you go, though, we do have to talk beauty just a little bit more.
I
know, but I'm like all about the crystals because we know a lot about beauty, but this was like new to us, so it's fascinating. But personally, from your line, what are you using that your skin is so glowy right now?
Thank you.
Yeah, it's very dewy.
Kind of a lot of stuff.
Tell us.
I have on, let's see, I cleansed, I toned today, I did the serum.
And is that this right here?
With my oil and then a cream. Yep. So this has, it has a pale blue color, which is a malachite extract.
Oh, blue.
Oh, wow. That's
by the way, malachite protects
against... So there's actual malachite in this serum.
Yep. And there's the platinum peptide I was talking about. There is a gemstone blend, but it's very subtle. You don't feel like your skin going like this. I mean, it's just a subtle energy. We have four different peptides. We also have an herbal blend to help calm the skin. I use that
delicious and
with
light and fresh.
With an oil, or sometimes I'll use a cream over it. And this is the more hydrating cream.
Ooh. Wait, can you just look at my hands now? Which one did I put it on?
That one.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, that's really nice. I was just afraid to get it wrong.
No, it just made me look different.
Yeah,
can
really
I?
Nice.
And this is
that's a cream, hydrating cream. Yeah,
oh,
it's anti-aging hydrating cream again.
Intense hydration cream.
Yeah.
Oh, I've seen this on beauty editors' desks before.
Oh,
sitting
good.
There next to the salt
Yay.
Crystal lamps.
And it goes right into the skin. And that's something else. They do, the stones will help with the delivery system. When I was playing around in the beginning, when it was still, we only could use elixirs, I threw a stone, it was actually a blue sapphire, into an oil, and I actually forgot about it. And then I came back to it a couple months later, and I tried it, and I felt that a gentle little tingle from the oil that had the stone submerged in it for a few months. And I went back to the other oil, which had no stone submerged in it, and it felt kind of flat.
So it activates your active ingredients.
It went down from a delivery standpoint. The delivery system was better, and it felt rounded. It kind of rounded the product out a little bit better. Otherwise, it felt a bit more flat.
Gotcha.
If that makes any sense.
It does. What about makeup? You guys don't do makeup. You don't make any, right?
No.
So what are you some of your favorites? We always like to ask about mascara. It's fat mascara. Not blush.
You know what I do?
Favorite lip balm? Tell us your makeup.
I'm so lazy. I get my eyebrows and eyelashes dyed.
That's not lazy. I think power women do that. That's like then you have to do less work on the other end.
I'm lazy, and because otherwise it's scary.
I thought your brows look nice, so they're tinted.
Yes.
What about fragrance or candles? Do you like candles at home?
I love the Nest one that we're burning right now. It's grapefruit.
We are burning grapefruit.
What is it? How do you pronounce it? Sierra Trudon?
Yeah.
I love those. because they I like places that bring you somewhere. So that really, to me, when I smell those, I go somewhere else.
Do you go to church?
Kind of.
Yeah.
Or like a castle.
In a cool way.
Or somewhere else. Kind of gothic. Like,
yeah.
I think that's
definitely
cool.
Going back a couple centuries.
Yeah. Who wants to be here? Why not? I want to be like somewhere else. That's why I need these stones to keep me grounded.
I need to get more stones in my life is what I've decided through this whole thing. Because I don't actually touch them because I just look at them. But I think the whole point you're telling me is I got to pick these up from now on, huh?
Yeah. Pick up the ones you like. And I think bathing is a great way to start with them because you can meditate with them and you can put them on your heart. And it's interesting. And I want to point this out.
Yes. One more thing.
This
what is that?
Is a Tesla purple plate from Nikola Tesla. It's based on his technology, and you can use these to charge your stones. Right?
Oh, my God, that's so cool.
You can charge your stones on these. Hold it for a while. You can actually, I should have had you, like, sit on it. You could, so when you feel it for a while, it has, like, a paramagnetic thing that's going on. So it's actually helping to harmonize, which is what the stones are doing. So you can, and you can charge your stones on them.
Do you feel anything?
You can charge elixirs. It takes a while, but it takes about 20 minutes. Stones, by the way, when you lay with them, they take 20 minutes, okay? And a biofeedback's happening with the stones.
Wait, so when I hold my stones at work when I'm, like, doing something, I'm not actually getting anything unless I'm holding it for 20 minutes?
You can get a little bit, but, you know, no, I think if you want to have more of, what is it, like a full-on treatment, you could get one of those things, though, to sit on at work,
okay.
though.
But a Tesla plate.
You can also use this. If I'm not feeling well, I'll use two of them, always one down by my feet and the one wherever else I'm not feeling well. And the stones, it will amplify the stones' energy so much more. You'll literally feel the electrical currents in you.
We should link to one on the blog so people can figure out where to get one of those.
Raymond get them?
It's purpleplates.com.
Oh, there you go. Thanks. Okay. And what's your website for Shawl?
It's shawlskincare.com.
S-J-A-L.
skincare.com.
This has been very vibrationally enlightening. Thank you so much for coming. It has. Thanks, Kristen.
Thank you.
It's time to raise a wand. I'm really excited. I'm raising a double wand. I have to be honest, though. Some weeks, I struggle to find something to raise a wand to. This was an easy one for me. I am raising a wand to Jamberry, which is the funniest name, by the way. Jamberry. Color Cure. I guess it's an at-home polish gel hybrid. You know Jamberry?
I do.
Okay. So they sell their gel polish that is like a salon level gel with the light, because you need the UV, you do need a UV LED light to cure it. So sorry, sunscreen on your hands if you're doing it. But basically, you can paint it on yourself like a gel, but it doesn't have that plumpness of like a salon gel, so you don't need like special skills. It goes on just like a regular polish. You paint on a coat, you cure for 90 seconds in the light, it's literally dry right away. You paint on another coat, cure again. I did my own manicure with it. It has now lasted 10 days. It is amazing. The best part for me, though, is not how long it lasts. It's the fact that it looks really professional because it dries so damn quickly. Because it's not like drying. It literally is just curing under this light. So I could paint my nails and then just be done. The minute I'm done painting, I'm done. So it takes like 15 minutes to do a manicure. Whereas like, you know, the salon, the at-home gels that are sort of like a polish, you still have to wait for it to dry. The only caveat I'll give is that you still have to soak to get it off. So you have to do an acetone nail polish remover on a cotton pad, wrap your finger in tin foil, aluminum foil, whatever, and wait 5 minutes, and then it just sort of flicks off very, very easily. I know some people have issues with that because their fingers get weaker. I know you're not into gels, right?
No, but I'm also not into gels because, yeah, they make your nails weaker, but also you can't protect the skin under your nail beds from UV light.
Very true.
So you're not out of the woods just for putting SPF.
No, I know, and you'd think a beauty editor would be more worried about that, but I really like this product, so.
Okay.
And it's a little bit expensive because you're basically paying for the salon-level stuff, so the light is like $60, and then each bottle of polish is like $35, but it lasts like 20 manicures. Totally worth it for me. What are you raising a wand to?
I am age-defying right now.
You're not anti-aging?
No, I am getting my antioxidants on. I am soothing my skin. I am cooling and soothing. I am very all about my evening routine. It helps center me before going to bed.
Just like crystals.
Exactly.
Just add a little hematite.
Night cream is my crystal. Night cream is my crystal. I can't even speak grammatically correct today. It's only Monday. Scary. So I am really into this Face Bioactive pH optimized regenerating night cream. How's that?
I know what you're talking about. Yes.
You know what I'm talking about? So I have a lot of really rich night creams. I have oils that melt into balms. I have, like, you know, La Mer triple thick balmy night cream. I have, you know, everything. I have souffles. I've got it all. This is just a really light night cream that firms. It comes in a pump, which is, like, very new for me because all of my things are usually in, like, droppers or in, like, you know, little, I was about to say buckets.
Jars.
Yeah.
It is Monday. Wow.
Yeah. They're all in buckets.
Jamberry buckets.
I grab my jamberry bucket and I just slap on the night cream. No, this is just like a neat little pump. And I keep this one by my bedside. So when, like, I'm just about to pass out, I just go like, 1, 2. And then I just like pat it on my face. It's like kind of has a drier texture.
I'm sorry, it's you falling slowly asleep and like sit up straight. Wait, yes, my night cream.
No, it is just like that, because I let, like, give like the serum a chance to absorb, and like I might like run an errand in the house quickly, like, you know, like take a pill, you know, pet a cat, and then I jump into bed and I'm like, wait, I almost forgot. That's why I have some on the side.
Got it.
Pump. No muss, no fuss, not oily, not greasy if I'm not in that kind of mood. And then lights out, I'm done. It's just a great texture, non-irritating, not messy, not fragrant. It's just like one and done basic. And like, I actually didn't have one of these in my wardrobe.
It's great. Take a pill, pet a cat, put on a cream.
Thank you so much for listening. We're growing because of people like you telling your friends and fam and all that. But if you really want to help us out, which would be amazing, please go over to iTunes and write us a little review or just throw us some stars.
5, please.
That would be incredible.
And if you want to know where to find any of the people or places or things we talked about, go to fatmascara.com and check out our blog. You can follow us on all the social channels at fatmascara or email us at info@fatmascara.com.
We'll even read your letters on the air.
So profesh.
So profesh.